This is Cincinnati Edition. I'm Mark Purcell. Thanks for listening this morning. In the studio with me, I have the executive director of the Barringer Crawford Museum at DeVue Park, Lori Risch. She's here to talk about a very special event that happens next weekend. It's called Fresh Art, the museum's signature plein air art event, one of the activities benefiting the children's educational programs offered to the community at the Barringer Crawford Museum. 20th year for this event, and that's, well, a lot to celebrate after 20 years and a lot of good being done, more to be done. And good morning, Lori.
Good morning, Mark. Thank you for having me here.
Well, let's talk about Fresh Art to begin with. Some folks I know are aware of what happens and all the artists who spread around DeVue Park and make paintings and then auction them off to benefit the museum. How did this all get started 20 years ago?
We found out about this event that was occurring in the eastern part of the United States, and we were looking for a new and different approach to be able to bring people to the museum, open our doors as far as learning what our mission is all about, and creating a fun and exciting way of involving artists. The museum's mission always has involved art and history and the cultural history of the region. And we thought, how can we do this, and how can we bring in today's artist, which hopefully will eventually become the artist of the future for the museums in our community? And so we had found out about this event and thought, well, that is a super idea, and can we kind of tweak it and make it our own, which is what has happened.
So across the 20 years, how did it start out early? How many artists, how many people participating, and what do you expect this year?
We've always had close to about 40 artists participating. Once artists found out about this idea, they welcomed the challenge of it, and it is extremely challenging. And it is an in plein air event, so it is obviously the artists have to work outdoors. So every year we hold our breath with what the weather is, which
yes,
adds another level of challenge for the artists. But they always welcomed it with open arms. We went through we've always had 40 artists each year. We started out small in attendance and the amount of funds that were generated, and that has grown, you know, through the years, because I think the whole process kind of sets up a tone as how, you know, to creating a marketplace for today's active artist in our community and being able to introduce artists to the patrons, you know, so the patrons then can become collectors and can instill that love and that sincere, you know, connection between the patrons and the artist as well as the museum.
So Fresh Art lives up to its name because this is truly Fresh Art. It's created that day, and most, if not all the time, the paint's still wet when you're auctioning them.
The paint is still wet, and probably there are several patrons who will remind you of how wet that paint is as they were trying to carry their artwork home. So we have had a couple of instances where we had to put the artist back in touch with the buyers of the work so they could do some touch-up, because things maybe fell or maybe kind of got onto their clothing as they were carrying things. And so it is. It literally is fresh. Fresh Art's concept is that the artwork is done that day. They're not allowed to start it ahead of time, and they have to have it finished by 4 o'clock or by 5 o'clock. You know, some late stragglers come in about 5 o'clock, but we open our doors at 6 o'clock for people to come in and start viewing. So they can start early in the morning. They can start at dawn, but they have to be in the park, and they do start it. They check in with us. We are stamping the canvas to ensure that it is fresh, that it was actually done that day. And then they have that full day to do whatever they do. And believe it or not, I mean, the majority are paintings, and there are watercolors, which those are the challenging ones on rainy days. And then we have oil paint, acrylic paint. We've had wood carvers. We've had basket makers. And we've even had pottery that was fired that day. So it's an interesting array of artwork. It's extremely incredible to see what artists can actually accomplish in a day's time.
And so do folks get to wander around the park looking for the artists making their work?
Yes. The hills in DeVue Park become alive with artists on September 15th. And the public are very much welcome to go throughout the park and watch what the artists do. We encourage that, as a matter of fact. Now, some artists would prefer to be left alone, and they generally find areas in the park where it might not be so accessible for the public. But the majority are more than welcome, you know, more than welcome the visitors to come up and speak with them and talk to them about their art, talk about what they're doing. And Mark, the artwork can be anything. It doesn't have to be of DeVue Park, which is also kind of exciting. So some people like to see that they're painting exactly what's in front of them, and then but others can take it from memory, take it from photographs, take it from, you know, whatever, to be able to complete their piece.
Well, I was going to say, you mentioned that the artists, you know, have to be there, and it has to be that day and has to be completed that day. And then do you have some that come and scout out the park? Do you see a lot of artists walking around with their thumbs out in front of them and their paintbrush in hand?
We see about a week ahead of time that they're scouting out their places in the park. So they do, and they'll check in with us even a week ahead of time and say where, you know, especially those who are new. And every year there are new artists participating. So we have a handful of artists who have just about done this event every single year. I think we have one artist in particular who's been there every single year. The other ones have been there, maybe they've only missed one year due to family obligations or whatever. And but to note that we do have new artists that participate each year to help keep it even more fresh.
So the doors open at 6. Everyone gets to come in and see the fresh art that's been created that day, and then that's auctioned off. And what benefits from the sale of this fresh art?
Well, the fresh art actually has a dual purpose, a dual benefit, and one is to the artists themselves. So the artists are not doing this as a complete donation unless they allow that, and they have that option. But we want to make sure that we are keeping the artist in business too. So we do share the proceeds with them, but the proceeds that we receive all benefit the children's educational programming at the museum.
Yeah. Well, some of these children's educational programs, a few examples, if you may.
We do anything from taking kids on fossil hunts. You know, the museum does have that natural history background as well. So we do a lot of paleontology programs, and including actually taking them to a site to look for fossils. It is the most fun program in the world. It's generally for elementary school children, and they get so excited they want to take the largest rock possible they can find home with them.
Yes.
But we say they can take whatever they can as long as they can fit it in their bag. We do archaeology programs, which is another kind of founding program of the museum where they get to dig at a real archaeology site. Those items they're not allowed to take home with them. That's the professional standards for that. We have three main collections of arts at the museum. It's Wolfgang Ritschl, Mary Bruce Sharon, and Harlan Hubbard. And each of those have specific programs that are designed to work with children in art classes. We have 17 programs in total.
Well, it's great to bring the roots back to the kids, for sure. And with the Beringer Crawford Museum, of course, as you mentioned, some folks come for the railroads, but some folks come for the two-headed calf, but they all come for the beautiful setting, for sure.
Yes, we're still known for that two-headed calf.
Sorry.
Even with our expansion and our new themes of our exhibits and how wonderful everything is. But you know what? We embrace our history. So, and that is part of our history of the museum, and it's a wonderful It's a wonderful part to know where you've been.
Well, the Fresh Art program coming up, the Fresh Art Gala on September 15th, and at the end of the month, September 29th, you're opening a new exhibit at the Beringer Crawford.
We do, and that is Divided We Stood. It's our Civil War exhibit in commemoration of the 150th celebration of the Civil War, or not celebration, but commemorative. And we it will talk about the causes of the war and the impact of the war in our general area, and as well as home front, what the war was like for the home front here.
Always fun to go to the Beringer Crawford. Glad you give us a little bit of a preview for Fresh Art coming up.
Thank you. It's always great to be here and to be able to talk about it, and we just invite everybody to come and participate. There is an online auction this year.
Oh, yes.
As a new component as well. We're teaming up with Cincinnati-based Everything But the House, and bids are available now.
You can find out more about that Everything But the House online auction benefiting the Beringer Crawford Museum by visiting our website, wvxu.org. You'll also find a link to the Beringer Crawford's website and more information about Fresh Art, the museum's signature plein air art event coming up on September 15th.